How are you, Mark?
Good morning. Very good. Thank you, Tony.
Are you tired of all this media stuff you're doing?
It would just be nice if it weren't so early in the morning every day.
Well, you know what? We try to be a kinder and gentler radio station. That's why we're bothering you at 7:36 as opposed to the earlier deals.
Yeah, not a problem.
Well, let's talk about what you've done. You decided to bypass General Motors' gradual rollout of these vehicles. Actually, GM started shipping the Volts in December to California and metropolitan New York, Austin, and Washington, D.C. The first Volts weren't due to arrive in Michigan until February, but you decided to fly out to New York to get yours. Why?
Well, actually, the lease on my previous vehicle was up in November, so when I made the decision that the Volt was the car I wanted to get, either way, whether I went to New York or waited here to get one in Michigan, I'd have to be borrowing some vehicles or do something. So I originally did order a Volt right here from Lansing, and then I got online. There's a couple great forums for the Volt. Anyone who's interested in information, there's lots of people giving real-life stories about the Volt and so forth, and there happened to be quite a few people mentioning that they live in other states where they're not available, and they're flying and driving and going to these states where they are available and getting one. So I thought it may be worth my while to look into it. There was a dealer in Long Island, New York, that actually posted that he had Volt orders available. I looked online, and it was $100 to fly out there. So that made my decision that it allowed me to get the car a couple months earlier than if I waited to get one here in Michigan.
And what's kind of cool about that, Mark, is it's always suggested that you drive your car so you were able to get on the highway, put those early miles on there, and get to know your car.
Absolutely. It was it was quite fun. Kind of the drive back, 12 hours is a long drive, but the car was comfortable, and we certainly learned a little bit about the vehicle, the electronics. There's a pretty impressive touchscreen and two LCD displays, and just learning the heating controls and radio actually took just a little bit. It isn't the same type of controls you typically see in a vehicle.
What was the range before you started running out of battery power?
We got about 30 miles on the charge when we left the dealership. I think the biggest thing that plays into that, number one, we were playing with the vehicle in the parking lot a little bit, so we used a little bit of the electric up before we even left. But then also the temperatures. The entire drive from Long Island to Michigan started at about 20 degrees, and when we got back here to Lansing, Michigan, it was about 10 degrees. So the car has to work harder. Obviously, we had the heated seats on to try and stay warm, and it has to run the lights and so forth. So the car has to work a little harder than normal. So we got about 30 miles on battery before the gas generator kicked in.
And what's that transition like from electric to gas? What's the transition like? Do you have to stop? Is it on the fly? How's that work?
It's completely on the fly. As a matter of fact, in most cases, if you don't have the display up that shows you which is being used, you probably wouldn't know when you're in electric or gas. It's so smooth, you just don't even notice it. It kicks in, and there's no jerk like it's kicking in. You don't really notice. It's a very quiet engine. Literally, there's a display item that on the LCD that can show you whether it's running on battery power or gas, and that's the easiest way to tell which one you're in at the time.
What's the gas mileage like?
We got about 34 miles a gallon on the drive back, and again, it was cold temperatures, and I had a little bit of a lead foot. I probably averaged about 74 miles an hour most of the way. I was quite happy with that. That's almost double what my previous vehicle got.
Do you have the engine power to dart in and out of traffic or to merge with traffic when you need to?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it's kind of interesting because when I first decided to put the pedal to the floor, I really felt like this is a really slow car. But the fact of the matter is, it was just there was no engine to hear, so you don't hear that dropping down into a lower gear and the engine powering up. When you look down at the actual speedometer, the mileage, you end up going fast fairly quick. But you almost have to look at it.
Do you find your friends and family and people you drive by give you the look to check out the car?
I've had a couple of people ask me to roll down my window at stoplights, a lot of thumbs up. We had one on the trip over from New York at one rest area. There was a Prius parked a couple rows away, and when we were coming out of the rest area, the Prius pulled up and pulled next to my vehicle and rolled down the window, and they were quite excited. They said it's the first one they've seen and that they were considering getting one as well.
We're talking with Mark Lee, who is the membership manager for the Michigan Manufacturers Association. He's also the first individual in the state of Michigan to own a Chevy Volt. He thought that the $41,000 price tag was a bit high, even with the $7,500 federal tax credit, but you found that there was a way to help you out with the costs.
Yes.
Oh, talk about that.
Okay. Well, it just happened our local utility company, the Board of Water and Light, is involved in another federal program, which is you being done to study the use of electric vehicles and the infrastructure possibly needed for the electrical grid. And it allows for an additional $7,500. So I was lucky enough to be in the handful of people that called them early enough, and I qualified with all the different criteria to fit into the category. So they're going to be studying my usage. They actually are going to download data off my electrical meter at home. They're going to be getting information from OnStar on my vehicle. I'm going to be filling out surveys for them, but for that, they wrote me a check for $7,500 to actually put down on the car. So that's a great savings for me, and honestly, I probably would not have been able to afford it without it.
Well, I think it's interesting, as you probably have learned, they want to learn all they can about these vehicles, so they're giving the first few buyers an opportunity and giving you a little bonus. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. It certainly is, the wave of the future, and if you look at Ford, GM, and all the car makers out there, they've all announced a lot of electric vehicles that they're going to be coming out with in the next year or two. And certainly, you know, the Chevy Volt's a Michigan-made product, and the technology, I'll throw a little fact out, a Michigan manufacturing-type fact, there has been commitment for over $1 billion of investment in our state just for batteries. We've got battery companies moving here to produce the batteries to be put in these cars, and that is just an amazing amount of money to input into our state and to create jobs.
Mark, what can they do to make the car better?
Oh, man. You know, I don't think I've been driving it long enough to have found a flaw yet. They can certainly, as time goes on, hopefully the price will be coming down, and I think they're working on that as hard as they can by getting the Volts out there. Committing to making larger quantities. Other than that, I think it looks great. It's a sharp car. I'm a car guy. I like to have cars that look nice, and I think it's a very sharp vehicle. It's very comfortable to ride in. It drives like a bigger car, and it's just a great car all the way around.
And since we got you here, tell us about the Michigan Manufacturing Association. Of course, we've had many folks on from your association.
Mm-hmm.
What's the mood? What's the tone of your members with Rick Snyder's governor?
Well, I think we're all pretty optimistic. Our CEO and our association has a fairly decent connection with the new administration, and we feel we're hopeful that we can help guide them in making some decisions that will be beneficial for the majority of people in the state. You know, it's the devil's in the details, and I think our new governor has some great ideas that are going to help promote business, promote hiring, promote investment in our state, but one flat statement can't be made to cover it. You need to work at the details to make sure all the little intricacies don't improve it for some people to the detriment of others. So,
what's membership like for the association? Is it up? Is it down? Is it steady?
It's been growing steadily for the last year. Definitely, I think the feel throughout the majority of the state, and I'm not going to say the whole state because there are pockets around Michigan that are still waiting to feel the pickup. But a lot of our state is feeling positive. I've heard many stories from manufacturers that they're getting more orders, they're getting more inquiries for quotes, and although they may not have hired any new people, they've been able to actually put to work the people that they held on to. And a lot of our members, there's thousands of manufacturers in this state that are not large corporations. You know, they're not the GMs and the Fords and the Whirlpools and the Steelcases. They're the small mom and pop shop down on the corner that might have 10 or 20 or even 50 employees. And those companies, the owners, their employees are like family. And these last couple of years have been very tough because these families have had to release some of their children, you know, out of their factories. And so they have a tendency to hang on to as many people as they can. And now that they're able to actually get work again, I think everyone is feeling much more positive and happy to be able to provide the work to their employees.
All right, Mark, appreciate your time. Enjoy your car, and we look forward to talking with you again.
Very good. Thanks so much, Tony. Have a great day.